And welcome back once again to The Reducer. My name is Howard Smith. I am a Leeds fan, and here with me is Mr. David Klein, who is a Liverpool fan.
Hello.
And Mr. Dave Rothney, who is a Man City fan.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to see you, boys. So last week it was Solid Citizens. This week it is Fancy Dans. I think we came to that conclusion in last week's episode that Fancy Dans is something that we've got to cover. Oh, he's a Fancy Dan, him, isn't he? I mean, there is a case, basically, before we even start, for saying any Premier League 11 right now, all of them. If we're going to take, you know, if we're going to take the Ron Atkinson school of modern football, you know, it's, you would have lasted 2 minutes in my day. But putting that aside, there are going to be some, you know, I was thinking, do we do Fancy Dans, you know, from the history of football? Does it have to be Premier League only? And then I was thinking, you know what? Let's just, it's just football all over, isn't it? It's just football in general, just in general, Fancy Dans. Now, I've taken the, I've taken a page out of Dave Rothney's book, and here is the dictionary definition, with thanks to Merriam-Webster Dictionaries.
Oh, hello.
Who've now started sponsoring us since I said that. So the definition is Fancy Dan, one given to flamboyant display, especially of technique or dress. Now, admittedly, in a team game where players all wear the same kit, that might not play a role as much, but we may well be aware of certain Fancy Dans off the pitch. One that springs to mind, for instance, because my brain is made of wasps, is Barry Venison.
Barry Venison.
Yeah. The hideous Sky Sports suits have just come tumbling back into my brain from the 90s.
Just mullet, spring blonde mullet straight away.
Blonde mullet with blondes. Actually, do you know what I'm remembering? Blonde mullet with khaki, almost safari outfit suit.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It is hard to go for sartorial. Differentiation when you're playing in a football team. But they do, though, don't they? Because the Fancy Dans, I'm pretty sure, started the coloured boot craze. I mean, I'm just going to jump in with an early shout. With Jack Grealish with his kind of half-length sock. I mean, that's a real Fancy Dan move, isn't it? You know, you're kind of standing out on the pitch. Who started the pink boot thing? That was something that sort of came around in the late 90s or something. Suddenly they appeared, didn't they?
If we're talking about boot colour, I'm going to take you back to the sort of archives of football history. And Alan Ball, the first player to wear white boots. The red-headed Everton player.
He wore, Alan Ball.
I remember it was like it was so controversial at the time. My dad went, "What the bloody hell are you wearing white boots for? Are they bloody tennis shoes?"
Can I just say, right, that the phrase that Alan Ball, like England World Cup winner.
Yeah.
The phrase that I associated with him is certainly not the red-headed Everton player. Where are you reading that from?
Damned with faint praise.
Yeah.
Well, he had red hair and he played for Everton.
Well, yeah, brilliant. He had red hair and he drove white Cortina boots. As well.
Mate, look up some old photographs of him wearing white boots.
Unheard well, aren't they in black and white, so isn't it a waste of time?
Unheard of at the time. Well, yeah, they'll clearly look like the same colour as his socks, which were white.
Strangely, you've led me straight into a conversation I was having last night while watching Leeds be shit again against Leicester. Yeah. And there was only one player on the pitch in black boots. And it was my beloved king of shithousing, Matthias Klick. Who literally, he's come on as sub in every game we've played so far. And I'm sure that he just stands there with Jesse Marsh and he goes, okay, so what do you want me to do? And Jesse just goes, yes, just some football. Can you just go on there? Just do some football. Things aren't going very well at the moment. I'm not quite sure what we're doing. Can you just try and get the ball and, you know, do some football? fucking, I don't know. I don't know. Good luck. USA, USA. Now, all of a sudden, it's starting to look like we've got somebody who is out of their depth.
Mm.
You know? It's looking like last night was a case of, if this clicks, we'll be just below average. Do you know what I mean? Even if it all clicks everywhere,
yeah,
we're not going to be better than average.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hideous. I'm sorry, I've completely taken over here.
No, that's fine. I mean, you know, Steven Gerrard could maybe take over his job, couldn't he? But so, yeah, white boots. You're right, Dave, about Alan Ball. But it shows how times have changed because he painted his white. So, yeah, you would, you know, a coat of emulsion there. Just to,
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is interesting. This is interesting because that implies to me that he was doing it for a reason. And yeah. It wouldn't surprise me given the lack of data around in those days. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody had told like Alan Ball, paint your boots white. They'll blend in with the lines occasionally and it'll fool defenders. They won't they won't be able to see your feet. And when the ball was white as well and your boots are white, I don't know. I'm just, or is it the old classic? It's football. And even back then, someone paid him to paint his boots.
Yes. I mean, I think this is what it was. So there was this boot company called, Hummel. Hummel Boots.
Hummel, yeah.
Yeah, the German sportswear company. And they set up in the UK and they wanted to draw attention to their product. So they invented the white boot. I don't know why he went old Jay Blaze repair shop and got them painted white. I'm not sure whether he did it himself. He had them sprayed. Yeah. I mean, it's all here somewhere.
The proud Englishman refused to wear German boots. He took their money, but painted the boots white himself. I'm just, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure he was, but I mean, so yeah, I mean, I started this. So I better close it. He wasn't really a fancy Dan, though, I suppose.
No.
Even though I said that coloured boots were the thing, he wasn't really a fancy Dan. I suppose the fancy Dans, did they start in the 70s with you? Was Frank Worthington a fancy Dan, or was he just an off-the-field reprobate?
Well, I think...
Stambols.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot from that era. I think, well, actually, do you know what? I think I might have the ultimate fancy Dan, and it's not Frank Worthington. It's somebody who flaunted their talent and their showiness to probably a level way beyond everybody else, to the extent that it killed him. George Best.
Yeah.
He's got to be the ultimate fancy Dan, playing in central mid, Paul Gascoigne. You know, you lose every game 8-1, but the one you score, it's so fucking amazing.
Yeah, right.
I suppose you could trace it back to, you know, the abolition of the maximum wage and stuff. And that allowed players to become stars, and it would attract a certain individual, wouldn't it? You know, and that stardom. Football in the 60s and 70s, when it became, you know, you have comics and their images were everywhere, and we had television as well. So, yeah, that George Best is a great show. I'd even say Rodney Marsh as well.
Yeah, because he was kind of like the sort of, he was the B movie, wasn't he? No, it was the B side to Best's A side.
But there were a number of players. It was style over substance with a great many players. And there was, you know, the England team at the time.
Hang on, George Best isn't style over substance, though, was he? I mean, he was.
No, George Best, it clearly was an amazing talent, but equally his off the field activities precluded everything he did on the pitch.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking of the England team was festooned. with fancy Dans, especially during Don Revy's reign, particularly like Tony Curry. He's a fancy Dan.
Yeah, but to be fair, Tony Curry was at Leeds. That's the. I mean, I can't think of a less fancy
can of,
Dan.
Can of worms.
I can't think of a less fancy Dan manager than Reevey.
No, but I'm not saying Reevey made them fancy Dans. I'm saying that he was England manager when that team was just. We were Mike Shannon, fancy Dan. No,
Ricky Shannon,
full of fancy Dans. He wasn't on his tractor. He was spinning his arm around like he was a fucking windmill.
You can't have be a fancy Dan if you've got a tractor.
But he was.
Incompatible with the fancy Dan lifestyle. He's supposed to be falling out of a nightclub. You're not driving a tractor. You're not
Kevin Keegan, fancy Dan.
Oh, I think
Fancy Dan. Remember, Fancy Dan. The description we have here: flamboyant display of technique or dress. I don't see either.
He donned the perm. He was the first. Don the perm.
I don't see Keegan flamboyant skill, flamboyant dress. There's no tick in either box. No tick in either box. Not a flamboyant player. And not flamboyant off the pitch.
Well, it's subjective then, isn't it? Because
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Funnily enough, there's not a scientific index. Yeah. I mean, I think that Duncan McKenzie. We will update this soon into an era where people that listen
People are listening going, do they know there's a thing called the Premier League?
Yeah. Duncan McKenzie, who was a player, he played for Man City as well. But, if I'm not wrong, he was one of those. Who was the Newcastle legend? Malcolm
McDonald.
Was he a fancy Dan?
Can you just go back? Because Duncan McKenzie's autobiography is called, if my memory serves me rightly, Last of the Fancy Dans.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, he wasn't the last.
You'll have to Google that, but I'm pretty sure. So he was at Forest, wasn't he?
I mean,
am I getting mixed up? I'm thinking of Duncan.
No, I think you're right.
Duncan McKenzie. It was Duncan McKenzie.
We'll get the researchers to check the title of his autobiography.
He bragged about the fact that he smoked 20 fags when he was at Nottingham Forest.
Right. Okay. Good. Now we're on a thing here, so we can have fags. So fags are quite a good thing for fancy fans. David Ginola. I mean. You know, he was a faggot. And is he a fancy Dan? I loved watching him. He was a brilliant player, Ginola. But was he a bit of a fancy Dan?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he wouldn't, you know, wouldn't have your track back or your counter press or your low block.
This is your guy who managed to make sure France didn't get to the World Cup because he wouldn't play the fucking basic ball. All he needed to do was, you know, keep it simple. Instead, you know, he tried to play an expansive pass. It was intercepted. France don't go to the 94 World Cup, and Ginola, I don't think, ever played for France again. Him and Houllier and Ginola never, ever spoke again.
Right. Okay. Well, I think, you know, he's on the wing. So I think we're going to construct an 11. Let's stick David Ginola straight in there.
Right. I'm all up for that. But I also think, you know, as always, with tradition of the 11s, that's right, folks, we are going into the fancy Dan 11. And possibly the hardest position to pick is where we're going to start.
Goalkeeper.
With, yeah.
David James.
Oh, good night.
Absolute shoo-in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what? That is a very good flamboyant. Off the pitch. I don't. The thing is, with any goalkeeper, do you remember any? Oh, actually, sorry. Do you know what? I think I can up your David James. You haven't gone far enough. Bruce fucking Grobbelaar. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. What wobbly legs?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Fucking jogging it in his own box.
Yeah, but does that trump David James missing training to go on a fucking modelling shoot? And when he was asked, when he was fined by the club, he went, okay, sure, here's 25 grand or whatever it was. He wrote a check. So that is fancy. That is the epitome of fancy Dan, surely.
No, it is. The epitome of fancy Dan,
wobbly legs,
as it's defined in the dictionary.
Fuck off.
Right. It says, like, the skill, or the flamboyant dress. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, given we're talking about footballers, then on pitch is number one, off pitch is number two. So yeah. If you start, I mean, it's like somebody could be an absolutely massive fancy Dan, flash cars the lot, and a workman like completely anonymous midfielder. That's not a fancy Dan. A fancy Dan is somebody who shows it on the pitch. And surely, I can't believe it's two Liverpool goalkeepers, but Grublar trumps James.
Just to add here, I agree with Howard, because I think you've got to have that on-field fancy Dan bit as well. I think James, I mean, Calamity James, as he was known, was less a fancy Dan, more kind of a bit gaff-prone. Whereas you're right, Grublar, you know, it's easy to forget now. I mean, nowadays, you know, goalkeepers with the ball at their feet, you know, you see it all the time. Back then, when you'd see a goalkeeper trying to dribble, you'd be like, what are you doing? Yeah. And I think you're right. I think Grublar. But we can have James as well on the bench. You know, I mean, I think it's a good, they're both solid shouts. And to your point, Dave, I mean, you could almost just pack up the podcast now and say that entire Liverpool 11 with the white Hugo Boss suits on the FA Cup final day. Just that's your fancy Dan 11 right there.
Fancy Dan 11, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
yeah. Jamie Redknapp, Steve McManaman.
A team of Milky Bar kids.
Stan yeah. Collymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, stop Fuck it. Stop it. Up. You're right. This episode is looking a lot shorter now.
What year was that? 92 was that?
96.
96.
So we've literally got the Spice Boys on the bench who can come in and start. It can take a starting position any time.
That's it. Yeah.
Wasn't right. that the one okay. that was it? Gary Neville who said when they saw the what they were dressed in, they said, "Oh, we've won this."
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet went on to spank them 1-0.
1-0. Yeah.
In one of the worst finals of all time.
Cantona. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so we've got a good backup there for the fancy Dans. If there's any, you know, if we're struggling, we'll just put that 96 FA Cup.
Whoever played in what position, hang on, do you mean the Liverpool 96?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Actually, of course, the Hillsborough total ended up at 97. So let's make that very clear.
Let's move on from that.
Next up. Any defenders right across the back four? If it's whatever. Let's throw some in. Fancy Dan. I know. All of a sudden, like this is up there with goalkeeper. It's difficult. It's difficult.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Fancy Dan. Just keeping us on our toes there, Dave.
Franz Beckenbauer, brilliant.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Yeah.
Cruyff, Pelé. Yeah, no, defenders. Yeah, I mean, it's those. So are we going to a defence or should we just keep chucking names in?
I think it's just, you know, you're just chucking names of defenders in.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, my mind is fucking racing at the moment trying to think of a fancy Dan
defenders. Yeah.
Defender. It's a real tough one. Okay. Let's start out in the middle because he was pretty much fancy. Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Rio.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Starting at centre back. He was so busy fancy Danning, he forgot to take a drug test at his own ground.
Yeah.
Literally, let's remind ourselves this multi-million pound investment of Manchester United's was allowed to leave the fucking Old Trafford complex without doing his drug test on, not even on a game day, just on a train, you know.
Yeah, regular training day, wasn't it?
Absolute no bad.
Yeah. So, what about Des Walker?
No?
He was good.
It was good, but he wasn't flash. He hardly spoke. He wasn't flash. He just did his job.
He was a good defender, wasn't he? I just remember. There was more to him than a defender.
Well, he was a Dan. He just wasn't a fancy.
He was just a Dan.
Just a Dan.
Dez. Just no, a not Dan Walker.
A Dez. He was a Dez.
Yeah. I'm going, yeah, if you think you're like, so we've got left backs, right backs. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch. Ashley Cole?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
You know, he's married. He's married to a
Spice Girl.
Cheryl Cole.
Girls allowed.
more a Herb Girl. and you know, wrote his book. Bit of a, you know, Cashley.
Yeah.
Wrote his book. He can write. Does that make him a fancy Dan?
It's where he bragged about. It's where he was like, you know, Arsenal offered him £10,000 a week less, and he was like, just thought this was hugely disrespectful, and that's where the name Cashley comes from.
And he discharged a firearm in training. Oh, that's quite fancy.
It was an air rifle, wasn't it?
I know, but don't ruin it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If we go down that route, it's just like 11 Mario Balotellis.
Yeah. Oh. Hello.
Up top, hello, yeah. Jesus, that was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking to somebody who's so fancy that the ball is coming to them ready to score, and they go, do you know what? I can't even be fucking bothered to head this. I'm just going to pop this in with my shoulder.
So it's a front two, is it? Balotelli and Collymore.
Well, we'll come to that.
Yeah.
But we've got them because we'll forget all these names, so we'll write them down. But I think definitely Collymore and Balotelli. Can you imagine that dressing room with those two?
There'd be so many police in there, you wouldn't be able to see the players.
Balotelli, good show. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Across the back, we've got Ashley Cole, Rio Ferdinand. We need some friends for them.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a real, real tough one because. Defenders. I mean, I'm gonna. This is a reach. It's a real reach to say Stuart Pearce. He's nothing fancy, but it was. I'm just thinking of his free kicks. Nah. I'm just thinking of that. But no. Shut up, Howard. Fucking terrible idea. Yeah.
I mean, I would say in the modern era, to bring it bang up to date, I wonder João Cancelo, but. Or is he just a great player? But
You're a Man City fan, so you've seen more of him than the rest of us. So if you're saying he's impossible,
well, some of the things he's impossible at this point, but some of the things he does. I mean, he plays like a midfield playmaker, and can't defend. So you know, I'm not sure he's got the flash off the field, but certainly on the field, you know, he does. So I mean, I'm gonna. Put him down as a pencil at this point, Cancelo, in case we can't think of anyone.
Now, is it Cancelo, Cancelo, or as some of your Manchester colleagues call it, Cansuelo? Cansuelo, my Manchester colleague.
I don't know. I don't know my Portuguese.
Cansuelo.
Cancelo. I don't know. I don't know because it's Haaland, not Haaland. Anyway, that's another thing.
I listened to a clip of James Milner being asked about Haaland after a game, and he said, "Is it true that he used to come up whenever you played in Europe or whatever? He'd always come up to you at the end of a game and go Leeds, Leeds, Leeds." And he said, "Yeah, it is." And he was always telling me how he was going to sign for Leeds, and he never did.
Don't worry, Howard. I know you've got...
I'm still bitter about it, yeah.
Don't worry. He's got a release clause.
Yeah, absolutely. Does it still work with championship clubs? Are we really... We're really fucking struggling here for defenders. So let's move to midfield, where we're going to be littered and maybe throw one of them into fucking defence.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that would be the ultimate fancy Dan move.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, get out the way. I'll play right back.
Well, here's one for you. Played for Leeds and Liverpool. Harry Kewell.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I like that. But Howard's...
I'd say... Do you know what? Fancy... This isn't... I like this. For Leeds, no. For Liverpool, yes.
Yes.
About a player. We're talking about a player who turned up in the Champions League final. Nobody knows how, including him. Right, plays one half, gets a champion. I mean, he did fuck all for Liverpool.
Absolutely useless.
Yeah, nothing. Always all he injured. Managed to do Always was injured. Get £7 million for his agent.
Yeah.
We got about 50 quid for him.
I mean, there's no doubt in his talent, ability, but he just, Liverpool, he was hopeless.
But so I'm going to say at the moment, I just think there's too many who are fancier, because I'm going to throw one in now and you're going to go, yeah, that makes Harry Kewell look like a fucking journeyman. Matt Letizia.
Hello.
I mean, let's just
Could you imagine? I mean, I'm loving this dressing room. Letizia, Collymore, and Balotelli.
Bloody
stop doing the strikers. With
I'm just thinking of dressing room vibe.
Can you imagine
the size of the mirror?
Can you imagine Letizia, right, sat down, like having a chat up, you know, with like David James and and Stan Collymore about where COVID really came from.
Fuck. Yeah, no, well, Letizia is great.
Okay, yeah, cool. Right. Yeah. We like him. Yeah. I mean, midfield, we could end up rammed with him. Was Stan Bowles a midfielder? I can't start listing players that like I don't genuinely.
Yeah, he was midfield, yeah.
But I don't think I ever saw him play properly. But like somebody, well, Gaza goes in there.
Gaza, yeah.
Absolutely. We've already got George Best in there. This midfield is fucking rammed. Letiz, Best, Gascoigne. I mean, there's some.
This is just again, a great team, right?
Isn't it just some skill here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that would make mugs of the opposition for like half an hour.
Yeah. Imagine trying to manage them. Half-time team talk. What do you say to them?
Here's what you say to them. Are you all right for fags? So, who?
A bit more tonic with the gin there, Gaza.
Yes. who else can we? Who else can we crowbar in next to these, like, absolute titans of the game in midfield? Flash.
Neymar.
Well, he plays as a striker.
I know.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, he'd get it for rolling around on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did Benito Carboni play? Was he a fancy dad?
It was kind of sort of, I don't know. He's not really. I'd say he's a bit of a wild card, having gone Letizia. Best Gascoigne. I think we need to find somebody of that level. And also, are we being a bit UK centric here? We've only got Ginola
exactly
so far.
Maradona, who's a fancy Dan?
Do you know what? You're fucking right as well. I mean, think of him off field. I think you might have actually nailed the ultimate fancy Dan, which is a very, very sad day for either Stan Collymore.
No, I think you put him on the bench.
Maradona on the bench.
Yeah, because that's the ultimate fancy Dan move, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're so indulgent. You're so sort of an embarrassment of talent. But no, we can put Collymore on the bench and play Maradona.
Yeah, sit him next to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming...
Watch them storm out together because they don't get any minutes.
Yeah, is Ronaldo fancy then? Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Well, put it this way. When Tom Davis, the Olympic diver, came out...
Tom Daly.
I do apologise. Tom Daly, yes. When he came out, I was walking past a building site and I heard and I overheard a builder going, "Oh, have you heard that gay diver's come out?" And the other bloke turns around and goes, "What, Ronaldo?" So
brilliant.
Obviously Ronaldo's not gay and there's lots of proof to the contrary. You know what? That's outstanding. I think we've got our midfield and we've got our attack because we're literally just like, that's it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we've got Ronaldo, Collymore, Ginola, Gascoigne, Best, Letizia,
Balotelli.
That is insane. Can you imagine this. The team bus is on fire by the time it's left the fucking home ground, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Nobody's tackling, are they here?
Not unless they have the ball taken off them and they just go running after the player who got the ball off them and go in two-footed knee.
Yeah, that'd be Gazza just gets a rush of blood to the head and just takes someone out, gets carded.
Yeah,
there's no tackling here. So presumably, who's the manager?
Oof, it's got to be Venables.
Yeah, of course it has. Yeah.
I've gone old school. I think that's a great shout, by the way. I think Venables is a great shout, but I think Venables would do too good a job. Because if you're going to go proper fancy Dan, and yeah, without a doubt, yeah, Rothers knows where I'm going. Without a doubt, Venables is absolute fancy Dan manager. But I think pipping him into the number one spot would be the fedora-topped Malcolm Allison.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fair play.
Being interviewed with a fucking cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And Venables was his protege, you know.
Yes, they were at Palace together, weren't they?
Yeah.
So the shot of Malcolm Allison in the bath with drink covered in jewellery, drinking champagne with his cigar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost Jimmy Savile-like to look back on, isn't it?
Yeah. The only problem with this is that Malcolm Allison's dead. So,
sorry, inappropriate laugh. I'll edit that out.
So we could call it, they could play at the Malcolm Allison Stadium.
Hang on. Yeah. We need a living manager to manage the ghost of George Best.
Oh, good point. Actually, I think Bestie's and Maradona. I think we're going to have to. So we need dead fancy Dans and live fancy Dans.
Right, okay. So managing the dead 11, Doris Stokes, right?
Yeah. Oh, you've got to have Glenn Hoddle in that then.
Oh, yeah. Doris Stokes can do the team talk.
Yeah. Eileen Drury, I was thinking of. Can we? Dead players allowed. No.
No, yes. Yes. We're not putting this team out to play in a fucking cup, are we?
I think we are. I think you got to think. I think you got to prepare.
Later on, you wanted to go like, you know, we'll have the solid citizens versus the fancy Dans. I don't know how we do that in a podcast.
Well, let's assume first and foremost, all the players are in their pomp, their heyday, because Gazza, like, he wouldn't be able to kick a ball now anyway.
I'm not suggesting we put them out on the field of play, but yeah, no, it's a very good point. I suppose frozen in time. Yeah, we're Cruyff then. I mean, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Cruyff.
What, to manage them?
Well, actually...
Fancy Dan.
No, I think you're absolutely right with Malcolm Allison. It was just that I was going down a... Yeah, I was wondering, Sven-Göran Eriksson was a bit of a fancy Dan, wasn't he?
And yet his teams were anything but fancy.
I've got someone for right back, which will make you laugh. Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Yeah.
Yeah, a right back who doesn't want to be a right back.
Doesn't want to be a right back.
Or know how to be one.
No, he can cross the ball, he can do free kicks, corners, doesn't want to tackle.
Yeah, great. Trent.
That is a really good shout.
Get him in.
Yeah.
And that's from a Liverpool fan, by the way, if anyone's offended. But let's be honest.
I don't think that's the thing they'll be offended about with this.
No, absolutely not.
Playing Trent Alexander-Arnold out of position.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. On their list of 20 reasons to be offended by this podcast, that is number 21.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, Cancelo's similar. So we could have Cancelo on the left.
Consuelo.
Who have we got? We're nearly there. So who have we got?
I think we are there, actually.
Centre back. Who are the centre backs?
Ferdinand.
Oh, Rio, of course. So we need a buddy for Rio. So we've got Cancelo.
One?
No, I don't think we did, because we had Cancelo, Trent. It's the problem, isn't it, with middle age? You can't remember anything. So
I know. I still can't believe that one of us doesn't like just pop open an Excel document and write these down as we speak. But then again, dear listener, you'd be listening to a lot of this. So, you know.
But equally, I am. No, but you see, I'm writing it down with a pencil, but the problem is I can't read my own writing. So
brilliant. And you're not wearing your glasses, so you can't see what you've written or where it is.
Yeah.
Plus, that goes against the ethos of what we're trying to do.
What about the legend that was Paolo Maldini?
Oh,
yeah.
oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm literally, dear listener, staring into the middle distance, not at my erstwhile colleagues, but just that's absolutely thrown me for a loop. That's just wow. I think he saunters in. He just saunters in, sits down in Rio's place in the dressing room, and Rio's like, "That's not a problem, Paolo, at all. Would you like my shirt as well?" Because Ferdinand used to get weak-kneed around Paolo Maldini. Actually, yeah, kind of, but Ferdinand's hero is Baresi.
No, that's fine. I'm just putting together the final 11. I'm writing it down. So we've got Grobbelaar in goal. We've got Trent, João Cancelo, Rio Ferdinand, Paolo Maldini. Not sure about Cancelo still, but Balotelli and Maradona, is it up front?
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great.
So we've got, in the midfield, we've got Ginola and Letizia. And then who else do we put
Best
in there?
And Gascoigne.
Best and Gascoigne. So we're not having Kiel, Best and Gascoigne.
God, no. Not when...
Kills on the bench.
Yeah, not when you look at who he's up against.
Yeah. That's quite a team we got there. So we're playing 4-4-2. Yeah.
Well, and Frank Worthington and Tony Curry never even got.
Malcolm Allison's the coach.
Malcolm Allison, yeah, coached by the late Malcolm Allison.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike the soon to be late Terry Venables.
Yeah. So that's good. Grobbelaar, Trent, Cancelo, Rio, Maldini. We need to just think about the defence. Midfield, Ginola, Best, Gascoigne, Letizia. Up top, you got Mario Balotelli and Diego Maradona. I mean,
fucking hell.
That's trouble, isn't it?
I've got to say that we're missing somebody from the back. We had a mate for Rio who we've forgotten. There was somebody else.
Didn't we have Ashley Cole?
I'd put Cole in for Cancelo. Although, yeah, but Cole was a brilliant defender, right? And he liked.
Yes.
He was an amazing.
But wasn't
he
a bit flashy?
That's true. We did have him because of his book and everything. Yeah, okay. We'll have him instead of Cancelo. Yeah.
Yeah, but also something that I always thought was quite fancy Danny for a defender. That's a weird one to say. Is, and I know it wasn't his idea, but when he played for England, or if we had a free kick or a corner, Ericsson would basically leave Cole on the halfway line and everybody else would pile into the half. And Cole was always left as basically, because like Ericsson was just basically, well, no one's going to get past Ashley Cole. So you just leave Ashley Cole behind as like the one solo, you know, key holder. As it were. And I always thought that was a bit flashy. Do you know what I mean? It was a bit kind of like, yeah, like there's 11 of you, but there's me, you know?
Yeah, good point. No, I think, done. Just somebody that won't get into the team because you can't get into that midfield because it's too good. But Lee Sharp. Lee Sharp was, I remember his career.
Please don't remind me. Where do you think he went to after Man United?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Leeds.
4.5 million. It was never going to work. It was never going to work.
So I think we've got our 11.
I thought we were really going to struggle for a goalkeeper, but I think Grobbelaar with James on the bench, that works. Both Liverpool as well. Who'd have thought of that? Is there a more fancy Dan? I don't think there is a more fancy Dan goalkeeper than
Barthez.
I think that's
Barthez.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And who was the... Oh, what was his name? The Colombian goalkeeper.
Rene Higuita.
Yes.
Well, of course, there's the Bayern goalkeeper, isn't there?
The old one, Manuel Neuer.
Neuer, yeah.
Sorry, no, he is still the keeper, isn't he?
Neuer, who heads it from the halfway line. But I sort of feel like Grobbelaar deserves it because he was the sort of first of his kind in a way.
Well, the thing about Grobbelaar, I think, is like the jelly legs, all of that, straight off the bat, that's kind of, oh, actually, is he a fancy Dan or is he a shithouser? Yeah.
Yeah, that's shithouser.
Did we do the shithouse 11?
We didn't do the 11. We just talked about them. But we will have to revisit that because we've got to get this tournament. The clock's ticking.
Should we do Shithouse 11 next episode?
The World Cup's around the corner, so we want to have our teams ready for that. Also, we need to do the Bruisers 11 or the Convicts 11. Or
The Hoofers. The Hoofers.
The Hoofers, yeah. And we play them against the Fancy Dams, and you just watch the fun commence.
Oh, Vinnie Jones running the midfield. Yeah. Vinnie Jones right next to fucking Steve McMahon in the midfield. Both tackling somebody 5 seconds after the kickoff. The only danger with that 11 is that they turn on themselves.
Oh, yeah, completely. Yeah.
Kicking the shit out of each other after.
Yeah, oh, plenty of that going on. Yeah.
Well, we've done the Fancy Dans. So next episode, it's got to be the Hoofers, isn't it? It's like we've done the Fancy Dans. Next episode, it's who's kicking them.
Yeah, it's completely.
Yeah. Who is kicking them up in the air out of frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, look, there you go. Another successful mission into the world of football bollocks.
Another trip down Amnesia Lane.
Yes. Yeah. I've forgotten where that is. We've got there. That is your Fancy Dan 11. Please don't get in touch with your Fancy Dan 11s. Couldn't give a shit. Do your own podcast. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Dave.
Cheers. Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Paint my boots.
Yeah. Hey?
I'm off to paint my boots.
Alan Ball.